lucid, the vision of a dream. I don't know, maybe somewhere between, but I'm lying on my bed springs, listening as she sings. I don't know who she is, but I know her voice is so beautiful, suitable for an age away from this delusional musical. With an unusual guest, I feel obsessed. Look at the window and time to see the tail end of a white dress. Disappearing to the field of corn, I'm feeling torn between logic and the new passage to reveal a form. Can't help but give Jay barefoot so many questions. Follow footprints, lit with bioluminescence. Then I finally get a glimpse, 20 yards from a lift. The longest standing on the ground, her body starts to uplift. Lift. She doesn't obey the laws of reality or fiction. Swimming through the air, I'm bound by gravity and friction. Look into her eyes and your fatality is instant. So I close my eyes and I just listen. Ashes of ruin, and when she finally stops, appears brighter than the moon and gaze in my direction. It's like time stopped in a second. A pale white dress casts a reflection. I speed up to catch a glimpse of her essence, to fall off a cliff and realize the deception.